Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you...
One minute. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. I have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess my guys went on vacation.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There they are. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. It is a celebration today. Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember Kojak? If you remember Kojak, you know what he was known for. And that is our celebration of the day. On at ronsiegelradio.com, or post that celebration item right there on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or all the normal. You can tweet me, even if you know, what did we all know? What was the food that we knew Kojak from? Take a look. We are celebrating that today. Speaking of celebrating today, watching the markets today a little bit, saw that the drawdown on oil came in a little down. Oil prices up 47 cents. They went down below that $44 barrier, 44 per barrel. It was an important barrier, and we've gone bounced off that, gone back up. So we'll see what happens there. I'm going to suggest to you, if oil closes below 44 a barrel, we may see the stock market take a bit of a tumble. Right now, the market's up, as I speak to you, a little over 45 points. We may see the market take a bit of a tumble, and then we might see interest rates tumble as well. Right now, the interest rates are up 3.5 basis points, 10-year Treasury at 1.59. German 10-year bond, it's just about back to even. So you can give them your money for 10 years, and you will get almost, not quite, but almost all of it back in 10 years. Don't worry, there probably won't be any inflation for 10 years, right? You know better than that.
You know better than that.
Absolutely. So your money won't be worth as much, but you'll get it back. In Japan, you won't even get all your money back, and it won't be worth as much. So that might be a little bit of a problem.
Damn!
Yeah, not good. So where are we heading? Did you watch any of the Republican National Convention yesterday? That was pretty interesting. It's very interesting when you watch multiple news sources. So the news yesterday was all about on the liberal media. That would be every station. So the news coming out was all about the fact that Melania Trump, and here you got to listen to this. It's kind of funny.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Melania Trump supposedly plagiarized 47 words from her speech. 47 words out of 1,400 were the same as what Michelle Obama used. Do you remember when Michelle Obama made her speech? Yeah, neither do I. But in doing the fact-checking, it comes out that those same words were used in Elizabeth Dole's speech several years earlier. But we never heard anything about that part of it. Isn't that amazing how when a Republican does something, it's major news all over the country. That's what the network CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, Hee-Haw, CNN, that's what they're all talking about. But they talk about it as being copying Michelle Obama, but they don't say that Michelle Obama copied Elizabeth Dole. A little odd there. I you know, maybe you tell me what your thoughts are. Again, you know where to reach me. It's all the normal places, Facebook, and you can tweet me, any of those locations. I monitor all of them throughout the day, throughout the broadcast. The one that hit the home run, just my personal opinion, just a real home run, was Donald Jr. Holy cow, if you heard what he had to say. I can only say this much, and you know, there's a whole lot that you could talk about with it. But I'm going to go for the personal values part, and that's something that is meaningful to me. I've got three sons, and if my sons got up in front of the world and made a speech like Don Jr. did, you got to be beaming with pride. You've got to say that, you know something, I think Dad must have done something right. because that young man seems like he's got his head on. The last time I heard a speech that was that intriguing, probably 2004, when you listened to a freshman senator from Chicago speaking. If you weren't there, you probably don't remember it. If you don't, you know, if you're not a political junkie like me, you probably don't remember it. But you might not even know who that junior senator from Chicago was in 2004. Just saying. Amazing. Report out of Breitbart. You got to love this one. California Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act. Yes.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Premiums set to rise 13% more in 2017. I got to love it. 13.2% is the projected increase. That's what was recorded last month. Unbelievable. So a little more money going to the spending bills there. It's just amazes me how we can continue that spending and nobody seems to matter. You know, I wonder what's going to happen. And I heard this story just yesterday. California, the legislature, continues to see what they can spend, how much more they can spend, yet they have not figured out any idea of a budget. They go and spend, then come back and say, you know something, we need money to solve this because there's a shortage of funds. They never think about, let's cut spending or find a way to increase revenue other than taxes. I talk about that on a regular basis. I've followed a lot with what's going on in the city of Anaheim. And the reason I follow Anaheim, it's a big city. They've got a very a large budget, and it's got a diversity. They've got obviously the resorts. They've got the convention center, the sports teams, a lot of different sources of revenue in the city of Anaheim. Yet, other than the mayor, most of the city council members, they don't like to raise taxes. Their idea is, let's see what we can do to increase revenue without raising taxes. Think about that concept. Increase revenue without raising taxes. That means you got to build more businesses, build the base. Yet our state doesn't understand that. They continue to wonder, why is it that the people that make the most money leave the state? Well, the reason is very simple, because they can. And then you wonder, why is it that the state's got a shortfall of revenue, the shortfall of funds to do all the projects that they want to keep spending money on? Well, it's because the people that don't have the base, they don't build the base. And that's why I bring it back to the city of Anaheim. And I know that San Diego's looking at some of these same issues. So you got to look at it and say, okay, how do we build that base? How do we increase business? How do we increase production? The three of the members of the city council this time in Anaheim just voted to say, let's build some 4-star hotels because we look and see what that's going to bring in the way of revenue. So they say, let's give back a piece of our taxes, a piece of the increased taxes, to give these businesses an incentive to build these hotels in the city so that the city gets more money to do other things. Oh, and oh, by the way, it creates more jobs too. Think about that concept. Maybe that's why there is such a drop in jobs. And I know if you look at the statewide numbers, it says jobs are increasing in California. But if you listened, I shared this with you a couple weeks ago, that all the jobs in California, all job growth in California is Silicon Valley. Los Angeles last year lost 19,000 manufacturing jobs. The rest of the state is losing jobs. All growth for the state of California, and I hate using the word all, but it's coming out of Silicon Valley. That's not where we are. That's not down here. We need to find a way to increase our business in Southern California. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, it's Wine Wednesday. Robert Mott will be checking in with us. Rents skyrocket at the highest rate in almost a decade. The FAFSA is changing. If you've got college-age students, you'll want to stay tuned. And we've got question and answer day, Ron Siegel Radio. I've shared some of the answers to questions that get posed to us. You can reach me anytime, off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and it is your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That is your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. Complete a very, very simple survey, and we will introduce you to those that you need to know. That would be realtors, mortgage professionals, reverse mortgage professionals, credit repair, CPA, tax planner, insurance, estate planning attorney, bankruptcy attorney, family law. All these folks are part of the program. And it's very, very simple again, and it's free. Want to sell your house without a realtor? Well, I will share a little bit of information with you about that concept. You probably, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, you probably know my opinion, but I did see this article. It's actually on MarketWatch. I thought I would bring it and share it with you a little bit. The concept of selling your home without a realtor. Now, I just want to throw this out to you. The owner, founder of For Sale by Owner, it's referred to as FSBO, ForSaleByOwner.com, he used a realtor to sell his home, not going with For Sale by Owner. Just a thought right there. Might give you an idea. But here's the issue that I want to share with you, and it's pretty simple. If you use if you're selling a home with an agent versus a realtor, now, this is just a study done. And again, it's a little bit biased. It was done by the National Association of Realtors. If you use an agent, you're going to get 90% of the listing price. If you're going to lose about 10% by doing it on your own. 14% is the last number I had actually heard. Think about that. People buy their homes from real estate professionals. They don't want to do it on their own. 92% of the homes sold are sold by a professional. Yet if you stick your sign out there and think the real estate professional is going to come to you first, yeah, probably not going to be the issue. How do you know if the person that you're talking to is pre-qualified, pre-approved? Do they have a great professional? One of the companies I've just been talking to recently, they go through a full pre-approval before they ever give out the authorization to a realtor. So the offer can almost be made as a non-contingent offer based on financing. They still have to get the appraisal, but then the buyer, the borrower, doesn't even have to know what the property is, and they'll already be fully approved for a loan. Think about that concept. Do you understand what that even means if you're trying to do it on your own? If you don't understand these things, if you're thinking of selling on your own, let's chat. And again, I have a real estate license. I do not use it, so there's no conflict. I'd be happy to share the information with you. That is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert. I am doing wonderful, and I love the topic that you suggested we talk about, because it's something that happens on a regular basis to those of us that really enjoy a great bottle of wine. So what happens when I go to a dinner party? And I'm very open to going to dinner parties. I like to eat almost as much as I like good wine. But I go to a dinner party, and I bring a nice bottle of wine, but the host doesn't quite see it the same way, and it's not what they had in mind. Should I be upset that we don't get to drink it? I like the idea, because you gave us the answer for both sides of the coin. That's the best thing is, you know, as the guest bringing it, if you make a comment initially, hey, this is for you for later, then there's no expectations. Or, hey, I brought this, maybe we could enjoy it together right now or whatever. That takes care of that expectation. But the other side of it, from the host standpoint, hey, did you want me to serve this right now, or is this something that we're going to enjoy later together? See, either way, you've got it solved. You've taken away that uncomfortable feeling, I guess. Well, that would be kind of funny if you brought a dessert wine and you're bringing it to somebody who's not necessarily a wine enthusiast and they're serving it, you know, before dinner. Oh, that's just kind of the weird mentality that, you know, some radio hosts that I know have. But that's just me. So tell me a little bit about ice wine. Is that before dinner? Is that after dinner? What is ice wine? I didn't think you want to put ice in the wine. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I am going to ask you just to send me an email or a text with your favorite ice wine so I can go out there and try that out. We don't want to put you on the spot to come up with a name or something right now, but I'm going to give it a shot. I appreciate you, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, everything you needed to know about the changes in the FAFSA form. If you have college-age students, we will chat about it. Rents skyrocketing at the highest rate in almost a decade. Question and answer with Ron Siegel. We've got those. Several questions have come in since we've done this last, so we'll chat about those as well. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564, PEAR, to 79564, one of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you and get you the equity position of your home. Again, text PEAR, totally free, just like the board of directors program that we have. Both of them you're texting 79564 for the equity analysis. It's PEAR, PEAR. For the board of directors, it's ATP, area trusted professionals. Rents skyrocketed at the highest rate in almost a decade. Consumer Price Index was released by the Labor Department last week. An analysis by MarketWatch revealed the cost of rent was 3.8% higher than a year ago for the second straight month in June. That's the strongest yearly performance gain since 2007. This coincides with a report earlier this month, which Axiometrics announced that rents are continuing to increase in 2016. Their report says there was a 3.7% increase in effective rents in the second quarter of 2016 as compared to the same period last year, that the effective rent growth this quarter compared to last quarter was 2.3%. Annual effective growth was positive in 49 of the top 50 markets based on the number of units. Only Houston was negative. Only Houston. And I'm going to suggest these are national numbers. Remember that. The national numbers don't always reflect what's going on in your community. Last I heard in Orange County, it was 8.3% was the appreciation level. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR to 79564. Get some questions that we'll try and address right now. This one came in. This is Mrs. M sent. Actually, it was the kid. Might have been the grandkids. Kids or grandkids of Mrs. M sent this message because Mrs. M is turning 90. And she's lived in her house quite a few years, according to the email. Unfortunately, her air conditioning unit just went out.
Ow!
Yeah, that's right. A little slow there on the uptake. But air conditioning unit went out. What is she going to do? Well, there's a couple of issues here. We talked, I don't know whether it was last week or the week before, we had Aaron McKeon and Chris Peterson in from Renovate America. They deal with the HERO program. And the HERO program was sharing their information on financing options. And one of the options is for air conditioning. I had a conversation with Mrs. M's son last night. And the conversation we shared or discussed was, first off, the property is on the older side. It's been paid off for 20 years. Now, I don't know what Mrs. M's financial situation at age 90 is completely, but we were talking about the idea that the HERO program does allow for Mrs. M to get 100% financing on air conditioning. But the thing I really shared more than that was the importance of taking a look at a couple of other options. I wanted her to take a look and say, well, before you look at the air conditioning use, look at the other issues in the property, because you may be able to minimize the size of the air conditioning unit by looking at ducting, by looking at insulation. And I know at age 90, you don't want to be looking at doing a whole lot of construction work, but I also don't want her to go and buy a $20,000 air conditioning unit when a $5,000 unit will do the job for her. So I suggested to her son when we were chatting, hey, take a look at this. You might, if it's a cash flow issue, if she doesn't want to spend the money at age 90, and take a look at maybe what the PACE program might have in place. That is an energy efficiency program. I don't know. I think the air conditioning units could be paid. I don't sell the program, so I don't know whether it's 10 years or 20-year amortization. But I'm going to suggest that, number one, she needs it, 90 years old in this heat. Number two, it needs to be repaired or replaced. Number three, if it's replaced, it's probably an older unit that they're replacing. Number four, if they do a couple of other items in there, she may get some benefits from reducing her utility consumption. So through the HERO program or the PACE program, she may have a benefit there. And if you want me to put you in touch, Chris Corrales is the person that I send a lot of folks to chat with. Again, I don't work for his company. I just know that I've had some great reports on getting things done through that program. They do a lot of construction work through that program. And it's kind of really tie in to the next conversation that I had as well. Actually, it's two other conversations. It's been kind of crazy recently with all of what's going on. One of them was a listener called in wanting to know about doing a cash out refinance on a jumbo property. And it was the idea there was to do some home improvements. Again, I have no problem cash out refinances for home improvements. That's a wonderful use of that program, of that tool. The question becomes, is it the best use? Is it the best tool? So here's the concept, and you got it. What that really starts out with And a lot of the questions I get starts out with goals. What are the goals and objectives? And I understand when you're looking to put a pool in, well, you want to swim. Pretty simple right there. I got it. But here's the issue that comes in there is, how are you going to be in the property as well? And what are maybe some of the other options that you have as opposed to doing a cash out refinance? Again, I look in, at the what may be a benefit is the HERO program. They have some functions. Putting in a pool I don't think qualifies because that's not an energy efficient program. Changing a motor on a pool, putting in a DC powered motor so you can actually run the pool longer and have less expense, that is a good option with the one of these PACE programs that I recommend. Again, I only learned about these DC things from conversations I've had with Chris Corrales. And again, he brings us some great information, not only solutions to energy efficiency, but also dealing with these the PACE program, the HERO program. Those are some options there for people that can get a good solution for financing. And the pool motor, I think, is a, again, I don't know, it's a 10 or 20 year amortization. Again, the same concept with the solar panels. But what I was getting back to and putting in a pool, doing a hardscape, looking at some of those issues, if they're not all PACE related, are there other options? You see, cash out refinances come at an expense. On your primary residency, taking cash out actually increases the interest rate. So you have to really, again, I focus on this because I'm into planning. I like to take a look if you're doing a cash out refinance, or if you're doing the FHA 203K loan, which is for doing home improvements. You look at those things as being a stepping stone from getting from point A to point B. You do that, then you look and say, okay, how do I make it better down the road? How do I get a, do I need to think right from day one, I'm going to do the cash out refi today because I know it's going to cost me maybe a little bit more money. I don't want to go into numbers on how much more a cash out refinance is because every situation is different. Then we get into the APRs and all that technical stuff. But it's going to be a little bit more money. But then the thought is, maybe you want to do a no-cost refi 6 months down the road to convert that from or 12 months down the road from a cash-out to a non-cash-out refinance. We'll talk more about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the FAFSA, financial aid forms, it's actually the form that every college student should be filling, regardless of whether you're getting financial aid or not. They use it for grants and everything else. So there's a lot of changes coming on that. We're going to talk about it when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can catch it, the replay, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution, and now you have the website so you can solve that issue. Go to Credit Sanitizer, top two buttons on the left. First one, I believe, is an annual program that allows you to work on your credit for 1 year, one solid year. The one just to the right of that, top center button, that's a monthly program. Remember, you're going to still need it for almost the same amount of time, maybe a little bit less. But if you're just looking for a couple of issues to be resolved, that might be the best solution for you. That middle button, though, has a lot of other options there as well. So Take a look, see which is right for you. Check them out. If you've got any questions, you can call me at 800-306-1990. The FAFSA. If you have a college-age student, you understand this nightmare. I should say my wife always filled this out for our kids. Free application for federal student aid. You got to love it. And me being the finance guy, I always thought it was funny that she fills it out and screams about it every year. And I'll tell you exactly why. She's probably not listening right now, so I can tell you why instead of me. Well, the answer is pretty simple. I knew a service that would take care of it. I could pay them to do it. And she said, no, we could do it ourselves. And I said, okay, you do it yourself. Because a lot of times, you know, when we say that we could do it ourselves, that meant, hey, Ron, you do it. And being the simple guy that I am, I always said, you know something, if I could pay him to do it and he knows what he's doing better than me, you know, let me pay him. Didn't go over so well. Mama won, but she got to do the form. So here's the changes that are coming up. And again, I haven't dealt with these in quite a few years, but I do know these are the changes. Starting January 1, students in the past, I should say, students and their families could turn in the FAFSA starting January 1 of the year they'll need the aid. But that has changed. For the 2017-2018 academic year, one can turn in the FAFSA as early as October 1st, 2016. So you don't have to be worrying about doing it on New Year's Day. I wonder if that's the reason that my wife had trouble with it, is because she was doing it New Year's Day. Maybe there was other things. I could watch football. She could do that. Maybe not. So you can actually do it starting 3 months earlier now. So why do you want to do it early? Before we get into the specifics, it's important to point out that you'd want to turn in the FAFSA early. Figuring out how you're going to pay for college is one of those, the sooner, the better kind of things. And though the application has federal in the name, states and schools also use the FAFSA. It's general. Everybody uses the FAFSA form to dole out money. If you're looking at a grant, if you're looking at a academic scholarship, they all ask for the FAFSA form. That's the first thing that every school that we ever encountered, every school that I've ever had a listener tell me about, they all want the FAFSA form. One of the nice things, that one of the big changes, is the FAFSA takes a look at your taxes. They're going to look at if the student is a dependent, they want mom and dad's taxes. So think about this concept. If you're going to turn it in October, you don't know what your taxes look like for the following year. So they're going to actually, if the FAFSA for the 2016 school year, 2016-2017, required applicants to enter their income from the 2015 tax year. Now, in the infinite wisdom of our government, they created an IRS data retrieval tool. But the problem was, if you turn in your form early, say the first week of January, but you're not doing your taxes until April, the taxes aren't turned in yet, so that data retrieval tool wouldn't work. So now what they're going to actually do is they're going to actually change this so you can use the prior tax year. So in October, you're going to use October of 2016, you're going to use your 2015 taxes, and the retrieval tool will pull in the data. So that's make it a little bit easier for you. Might cut down on some of the errors. And again, I still recommend, you know, I think that when we did it, the last time we did it was probably 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I think that the service wanted $100 to fill out the forms. And I think that it's a great tool to use. People that are not computer literate or computer savvy, there still is the PDF version. You can get either the fillable PDF, which you can use, or you can go and get the PDF and print it out and mail it in. Obviously, it's going to take a little longer when you mail it in. And remember these things. And the reason I brought this up in the Your Credit Matters segment is it's still probably one of the biggest reasons we see for people being turned down for buying a home is student loans. Now, here's the issue. Once your FAFSA is done and you turn in your applications, or for your students, you turn in the applications, just remember that the application and the offer and acceptance that comes back from a college, they are in business. You get these acceptance letters and these offer letters of what they'll give you in financial aid. That is not an absolute. You can negotiate with a school. They want your business. Think about it. If you're going to, I don't know, USC, I think the last number I saw was it's $53,000 a year for USC. You're talking about a purchase that is $200,000, maybe $250,000. If they say that they're willing to give you X number of dollars in student aid, in grants, in scholarships, there's no reason you can't go to them and say, you know something, we appreciate your offer. We really want to go to your school. We love the school. It's our first choice, but we need to do a little more. We need a little bigger. We need some more help. And I come back with, well, you can do this in scholarship. We'll do this in grants. We'll do this in student loans. And that is the dreaded word, because I want you to remember one thing when you hear the word student loans. Yeah, remember that you heard it first on Ron Siegel Radio.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, we don't want student loans. Now, if it's a minimal amount, okay, I can understand that. But for the most part, our young people are coming out of school with way, way too much student loan debt. And the guidelines, because of the vast amount of student loan debt, the guidelines for home purchases is coming out in such a way that they're looking at that even more significantly than they did in the past. Fannie Mae just changed their guidelines, or maybe it's just in the next month they're going to change the guidelines, that they're going to look at a minimum amount of repayment. They're going to say that regardless of what your payment is, we're going to take the higher number of your actual student loan repayment, or 1% of the balance is what we're going to hit you with in your debt-to-income ratio. Think about that. Think about the effect that that's going to have on young people buying houses going into the future. That's why I'm a big, big proponent of taking a look at the numbers, make sure that they make sense for you, make sure they make sense for your family, and see, do I really need that school? If they're not willing to help me with aid, and so many, especially private schools, here's one of those instances. If you haven't gone through some of the programs that some of the schools will offer and some of the services offer, in many, many instances, going to a private school is cheaper than going to a public school. Private school cheaper than a public school. Why is that? Well, the public schools work with the government. They've got certain restrictions that bureaucrats are making. Private schools, they're working with their donors. They're working on a business model. Do you realize that a school like Harvard, and I know that that's the cream of the crop, other than Chapman College, which is kind of my preference. But Harvard has an endowment fund that is so large and makes so much money that if they never, ever collected $1 of tuition, they would not run out of money ever. Not $1, yet they charge a boatload of money. That's so that they can give money to whom they choose to give money to. Chapman College, Chapman University, they've got a big endowment. Every private school has large endowments. They set the rules of how they're going to spend the money. Maybe their contributors set the rules. They're always fundraising. At Chapman College, the bricks have names. Somebody donated a brick, the chairs, everything. Other schools do the same. Make sure you look into these issues. That's why you want professional guidance. That's why I make a recommendation all the time, is get that counsel, because your kids may be able to go to private school, cheaper than public school, and not come out with the same level of student loan debt. And that's why I ask you to set that first radio preset button every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime or to meet any of our guests 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.